The NBA regular season has begun, and judging by some of these ratings, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say most of you don't give a damn. In the NBA, you want to have strong ratings to open the season. Typically, ratings for the first week or two are high. Then we get to the heart of NFL season, the World Series in baseball. In November, we have all the rivalries in college football. Ratings for the NBA, they take a hit during that time. They spike again during Christmas, maybe early January as well. Then we usually don't care about the NBA again into the playoffs. But like I said, it is important for the NBA to start the season strong from a rating standpoint. Out of all the professional sports leagues, the NBA by far has taken the biggest hit from a public relations perspective. Somehow, they have managed to piss off everyone. They pissed off half their audience by going woke. They pissed off another segment with the COVID vaccine controversy. That caused them to lose the support of the woke media, which I really don't understand. Damn near the entire NBA is vaccinated. The last I checked, I believe it was like 95% of the players in the NBA had the COVID vaccine. So I don't understand why the social justice warriors were making such a big deal about the COVID in the NBA. But that's what they do. SJWs aren't meant to be understood. They're meant to be made fun of. That's their only purpose, entertaining us with their vast stupidity. The NBA is coming off two straight years of record low ratings. 11 of the least watched games in the NBA Finals have all taken place in the last 2 years. The 2007 finals between the Cavs and the Spurs, for the longest time, it was the least watched NBA finals in history. Past 2 years, 7 games in the NBA finals had lower ratings than the least watched finals game back in 2007. The NBA is not going through a slow decline. This is a rapid decline. We have heard all the excuses. Ratings across television are down. It's the pandemic. People are not watching sports. They're hiding in their closet, afraid of the COVID. It got so bad for the NBA, they had to start counting out-of-home viewership. They added people at bars, restaurants, socializing, or hanging out with friends and family. They added all those people to their totals. Essentially, the NBA was cheating. But that didn't work either. Even with out-of-home viewership, the NBA has still managed to set record low ratings the last 2 years. But 2021 is the season we are going to turn it all around. The politics are gone. We are focusing strictly on basketball. Yeah. Ain't working out. Seems the NBA cannot keep the politics out, which is why they should have never gotten involved in politics to begin with. This is why you don't allow politics, not just social justice, not just woke politics, all politics. This is why you don't let them infect your league. Because once you invite politics inside, you will never get it out. It's like mold growth. You think the bleach got rid of that mold, but eventually, it's coming back. The weeks leading up to the NBA regular season, no one was talking about who's the favorite to win the title. Who was front runner for MVP? Who's coming out of the East or the West? No. The damn media, they were too concerned with the vaccination status of Kyrie Irving. Who in the hell cares about that? I don't give a shit if Kyrie Irving is vaccinated. Do you? I don't understand this fascination of knowing if someone has the vaccine. While I was prepping for this video, I had one of my longtime viewers text me. He said that he had just had a job interview end out of nowhere because the interviewer asked him if he was vaccinated. He said no. End of interview. Well, KC, they're just being safe. They want to keep the COVID out of the office. Well, that would be a logical excuse, but the job he was interviewing for is remote. He doesn't even live in the same damn state. It's ridiculous. All these SJWs running around pretending like they're doctors. But I digress. Back to the NBA. The problem the NBA has right now is that the league is more exciting and entertaining off the court than it is on the court. Most people don't watch until the playoffs. Some are more interested in the draft and free agency than a Lakers-Warriors regular season game in October. The NBA showcased the biggest stars in the league last Tuesday night. LeBron, Steph Curry, Giannis, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, who shocked all of us by wearing his actual jersey Tuesday night instead of wearing a damn dress and high heels. The Nets and Bucks, they opened the NBA regular season ring ceremony in Milwaukee. Giannis, supposedly one of the biggest stars in the NBA. I have been saying for a while now, as great as he is on the court, Giannis is not a draw. If he was, they wouldn't have struggled to draw 10 million during the NBA Finals last summer. Last Tuesday, Nets Bucks barely, and I mean barely, cracked 2 million viewers. 2 million. In case you didn't know, that is god-awful. That is down 20% from last year, which was Warriors-Nets. That game was played with zero fans in the arena. The excuses are already coming out. Well, they were going up against the championship series in baseball. And? The NBA always faces competition for Major League Baseball in October. Let's just face facts here. Giannis is not a draw. The media's claiming NBA ratings are a mixed bag right now, which, again, is partially true. That's something the media has gotten really good at, giving us part of the truth. But let's be real here. NBA ratings are in the shitter. Lakers-Warriors, one of the premier matchups the NBA has to offer. Steph Curry, LeBron James. They've had a rivalry going for 6, 7, 8 years now. Lakers, cornerstone franchise of the NBA with the league's biggest star. Warriors-Lakers, Tuesday night, 3.4 million. That is down 6% from 2019, but it was the second most watched opening night game in 4 years. Oh, really? Well, that's just great. All that tells me is that the NBA's ratings have been shit the last 4 years. Wednesday night, opening night for the NBA on ESPN. Celtics-Knicks, 1.9 million. Suns-Nuggets, 1.7 million. Both games delivered a little bit of good news for the NBA. Celtics-Knicks was the most watched opener on ESPN in 18 years. Suns-Nuggets up 10% over 2019. The NBA, they also deliver the audience that advertisers covet. Of the big three, NFL, MLB, NBA, the NBA has the youngest audience. They won both Tuesday and Wednesday night in the key demos, 18 to 34 and 18 to 49, 1.3 million people. But when you look at what this league used to draw in the ratings, you'll see that these numbers are not good. I went back to 2013, which was when ratings in the NBA started to decline. Opening night in 2013, Bulls Heat, 5.5 million people. Now you could combine both games last Tuesday night and they didn't hit 5.5 million. Back in January 2013, game between the Lakers and Knicks, neither was a playoff caliber team at that time. They drew 4.5 million people. You go back to 2011, which was the NBA's best season since Michael Jordan had retired. Games in February, March 2011 are hitting 6, 7 million people. This league has lost 50, 60, in some cases 70% of its audience in 10 years. When you look at the landscape of the NBA, it doesn't make sense. You have stars spread across the league. It has never been easier to watch the NBA, yet they continue to struggle. And they're going to keep struggling. I don't think there's anything they can do in the short term to fix this problem. Can't rely on Zion Williamson to carry the league. He's lazy and can't stay healthy. LeBron's reputation's stained. Kyrie Irving, he can't get in the damn arena. Bill de Blasio has labeled Kyrie Irving a menace to society for refusing to save lives with the vaccine. The problems with the NBA, they start at the top. Adam Silver. This league is desperate for a new commissioner. Adam Silver is destroying a league that David Stern spent decades building. Adam Silver has been wrong on damn near every issue. He's kind of like Anthony Fauci. Wrong on woke politics. Wrong on his dealings with China. Wrong on the vaccine. Adam Silver, he should have been leading the charge, pressuring New York and San Francisco on their ridiculous vaccine mandates. He should have been standing up for his players. Instead, what does he do? nothing, hides under his desk, sucking on the thumb that he just pulled out of his ass. Let me get out of here. Give me your thoughts on NBA ratings so far. Do you think ratings will be better this season than they were the last 2 years? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.